Secret Westminster, prisons and palaces and towers and moats and secret redoubts on a lost island. It sounds like something out of Edgar Allan Poe. It isn't. It's Westminster. But not that Westminster, not the 30 million tourists a year Westminster. We'll give that and them a miss, thank you very much. So how do you find Secret Westminster? Sometimes it's a case of knowing where to go. Sometimes it's a case of knowing where to look. Sometimes it's a case of just knowing. Heraldry is one way in. A crown portcullis is the symbol of Parliament. A portcullis is the symbol of the city of Westminster. The portcullis is everywhere in Westminster. It's on the lampstands, it's the name, Portcullis House, of the new parliamentary office building. If you look in at the atrium of Portcullis House, you can see great wooden struts converging toward the middle of the ceiling. They're engineered to open in the event of a fire, creating a chimney so the building won't fill with smoke. Not to put too fine a point on it, the roof of Portcullis House is essentially a portcullis. You can't get away from it here. The grill on the front of the division bell up on the wall behind the bar in St. Stephen's Tavern, the MP's local, resembles a portcullis. You're even carrying it around with you. Pull a few coins out of your pocket. Got a penny? Take a close look at its reverse side. It's a portcullis. A portcullis, just what you'd expect on a lost island creaking with prisons and palaces and towers and moats and secret redoubts. The island comes first. It supplies the genetic code. The sequence runs like this. Westminster was an island. Its secret places are islands. They're the islands, on the island, in the island, within the isles. And since, as they say in Ireland, we don't own the land owns us, the mentality, the genius loci of Westminster, is insular. We get the island from two rivers, the Thames and the Tyburn. Tyburn. The two burns, or two streams. The Tyburn came down through what is today St. James's Park and swabbled along about where Abbey Orchard Street turns Thamesward. An orchard by a stream. Merrily, verily, the names carry us far back. And then it branched, the two forking arms of that stream creating our island, Thorny Isle, thorny, covered with bramble bushes. It's curious how that anticipates another element of the Westminster heraldic symbol, the rose. Now, according to the mythos of Westminster, once upon a time, some 1,400 years ago, the Anglo-Saxons built a little church on the island. The night before the consecration, a miracle occurred. There was a fisherman living on the island. He was awakened by voices calling to him from the far shore, the Lambeth shore. They wanted him to row over there because there was a ferry passenger. So he did, and so there was. Some ferry passenger, St. Peter himself. So he rowed St. Peter across the Thames. And when St. Peter set foot across the threshold of the little church, it exploded into a supernova of light, as if with the light of 1,000 candles. And that's essentially the creation myth for Westminster and the Abbey. The Abbey is where it is, and it's called what it is. The formal name is the Collegiate Church of St. Peter at Westminster, because Edward the Confessor, who built the first Westminster Abbey, in the middle 11th century, wanted to be buried where St. Peter was supposed to have walked. And the layers just kept being added. A good part of the nave in today's abbey is mid-13th century, and the work of Henry III. He spent one-tenth of the entire wealth of the kingdom on the abbey, something like £40,000 of his own money, this at a time when a laborer's annual wage was £1. And the call he was answering? A burial place for himself. Similarly, the early 16th century Henry VII's chapel, and let the superlatives begin here. It boasts the finest stone roof in the world. It was to be a burial place for Henry VI. And yes, why not push the envelope? Westminster Abbey is essentially an English pyramid.